I'm actually freaking out. Which is strange because I probably hold the record for standing on the stage and talking to people through music. I've been on the stage for probably 150 to 200 times over the last couple of years. I'll start with a story from last Saturday. Live looks a lot different at night, huh? So I'm standing last Saturday, just a few steps over that way, and I'm looking into the crowd, and it's about this size, and more people are coming in, and the lights are flashing. Fernando's doing his thing. Shout out to Fernando back there working the sound. He's making sure all the levels are right. I'm actually working with Buddy Paul, who's a really accomplished, talented lighting guy who's doing live lighting next to me. And I'm watching, you know, I feel a little bit scared as I do at every single gig, like at 11:30. It's like no one's going to come to the party. But sure enough, people are coming. And I, in the middle of the dance floor filling up, I have this moment of clarity. And I think to myself, 3, 14, 15. It's Pi Day! That was my nerd night story. I've been waiting 100 years to tell that story. By the way, all the photos that for the slides that I'm going to be presenting tonight come from live. And we begin with what is a DJ? And in its simplest definition, a DJ is someone who performs recorded music for a crowd at a party or at a gathering, at an event. And I think the appeal of being a DJ is that anyone can do it. I'm certain that I could, if anyone wanted to. First of all, are there any DJs in the crowd right now? We got one, we got two, we got three. So we got a few DJs, but if anyone had any type of inkling that they wanted to learn how to DJ, I could sit down with you, and I'm fairly confident after a few sessions, I could teach you how to become a DJ. And I think that's the appeal of it, that it's something that is you can grasp. You can, you know, if you have a love of music, if you have a love of people, you can do it. The barriers of entry are very low. Back in my day, I had to carry crates of records, but now you can just roll up with a computer, open it up, and plug it into your mixer, and you're good. So, for my speech, in honor of being in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan, I wanted to bring back an old classic, The Elements of Style. And like all good books, I found when reading this college textbook back when I was a college freshman in 1990, I found that you could apply this book. There's basic tenets to this book that were applicable as good life lessons. Clarity, revise, be impactful with the words that you choose. And then later in life, as I became a DJ, I often thought of this book, and I thought, you know, there are parts of this book that apply to DJing very well. So for my speech tonight, I went for the very BuzzFeed-ish title, Elements of Style. I'll even do the laser. How to be a great DJ in 5 simple steps. And you know, I, in my advanced DJ bell curve-ish age, I've taken on students, and I challenged them at the very beginning. You know, who wants to be good and who wants to be great? Because really, there's nothing wrong with just being good. Being great is very, very difficult. I know that's really a no-duh type statement, but it does take a lot of time. It takes a lot of commitment. And number one, it takes a lot of sacrifice. That's my wife.
I and I guess I could have chose a better photo. But I got really excited that there was a guy doing a speech on comic books and later after me, and so I wanted to bring out this photo. But being a DJ, my wife and I don't have weekends together. We can't have breakfast at Zingerman's on Friday and Saturday. And when she wants the crime fight on the weekends, when there's a lot of crime, I got to be up in the club. I'm sorry, honey. Number one rule, and this is towards the end of the Elements of Style. There's 21 rules, and I picked five of them. And these are the five that I think are most applicable to DJing. Place yourself in the background. And this is the number one rule, I think, for DJing, that the barrier from getting from good to great is that most DJs can't get past this. They think it's about fame. DJing is about fame, or it's about money, or it's about partying, it's about girls. And really, it's not about that. Firstly, it's about the people. It's about the people that come to the establishment. And if you make the people that come to the club happy, the business, your employer, is happy. So really, if you want to be a great DJ, it's the focus is singular. It's how do I make, and I'll bring the laser pointer out again, how do I make the people happy? Write in a way that comes naturally. In the beginning stages of learning how to DJ, you're going to be a sponge. And you're going to copy other DJs. You're going to take inspiration from multiple sources. That's what all the great artists do. But eventually, you're going to develop your own style. I'm DJing right now with that's my cousin. And he's an awesome DJ in his own right. And that's me. And I'm in my own zone. And this is really like, if you can get to this part right here, like eyes closed, hand in the air, you know, hand on the mixer, playing for people. Like, this is the sweet zone. This is Michael Jordan jumping from the free throw line. This is more sports analogies. Tiger Woods doing something crazy. Number three, revise and rewrite. So important that I wrote it three times. In taking on students, they're surprised during our initial meetings that we don't really talk about the glamorous parts about DJing. We don't talk about anything technical. We don't talk about scratching. We don't talk about cool outfits. We don't talk about any of that. We talk about playlists. We talk about music. We talk about the playlist that you bring to your gigs are your toolkit. Is your toolkit to solve one major problem, and that's how do I make the people in front of me happy? How do I make them dance? What's great about DJing in the club is that your time here is finite. You only have 4 hours. This club is open from 10 to 2. That's 240 minutes. And luckily, I have the history of music to draw upon. Surely, drawing upon the history of music, I can fill those 240 minutes.
Tom Jones.
Actually, it's not that unusual to play Tom Jones in this venue. See, I'm fast. Number four, make sure the reader knows who is speaking. Be clear. Once you've done one through three, number one through three, it's important to almost become a Jekyll and Hyde character. And you got to be a monster. You know, you have to be on this stage and you have to emote. So you have to absorb. You have to read the cues, you have to read this crowd, you have to absorb, and then you have to emote. You have to let people know that they're in good hands when this DJ, or whoever you are, is on that stage. And that's really counter to really to who I am. Like, but by nature, my wife will tell you I'm the most chill dude ever. But when I get on the stage, I really
something turns over, and it's almost it's a demonstrative, it's like a combative. I look at it as like I need to figure out a way to win this crowd over, and I will do nothing to get to that point. I'll stop at nothing to get to that point. Number five, prefer the standard to the offbeat. Yeah, I used to carry samplers with me. I used to carry computers. I used to carry a bunch of different technologies. And later in my career, I figured out, I need to pare it down. I don't want to be hiding behind a computer. I want to bring it to its most core elements, and that's really two turntables and a mixer. And that way, it's easier. There's nothing in front of me. It's just myself in the crowd, and it's easier to connect. This is actually me in my hometown of Flint, Michigan. Yeah. They shut down the main drag, Saginaw Street, for a block party. And I DJed this party last year. And it was amazing for me to DJ in a place where, as a child, I would go up and down these streets and walk the cobblestone. All of a sudden, now I'm DJing in front of my hometown, connecting with people. What are the rewards if you get to this level? And really, number one, dancing is an effing miracle. I should just drop the mic right now. Think about it. Think about going from the state that everyone is in right now. And that's really what you do when you're coming in the club. You're not dancing in the club. You're walking into a club. Maybe you're getting a drink. But to commit and to put your body in motion. You've transformed the DJ facility, transforming you into a really joyous state. And that's why dancing is an effing miracle. I defy you to think of the last time that you danced. And I'm not talking slow dance. I'm talking about fast dance. Sad. No one's really like, turned down for what? I've never seen it. It's impossible to dance when you're sad. And on my last slide, I actually got this from Reddit today. If you can be in this rare, rare space where you become a great, great DJ, and you can live in this red space right here. You love it. You love music. The world needs happiness, connection. You're great at it, and you're paid for it. That is the goal, and that's the dream, and that's why I do what I do. Thank you.